It's 20 right now. 28, though, with the Humidex. I'm Amel Wahab.
And I'm Catfish Morgan. It's the Live 88.5 startup and our Live 88.5 car crasher, Jim Bray. We get a chance to talk to him every couple of weeks. Usually it's an automobile. This time it's an RV that Jim is driving. Is just outside the live studios this morning. This thing is huge, Jim.
It is immense. It's 38 feet long and has a clearance of 13 feet. So if you're going into a gas station, you have to make sure that that you have that clearance. Otherwise, well, you're going to be in that damage deposit. It isn't coming back when you take it back. Just gassing this thing up is an ordeal. I have to get somebody to get out of the vehicle and go stand by the gas pump because the filler cap is about 2/3 of the way back, and I just need somebody to tell me where I can stop. Where the hose is still going to reach it. It's amazing.
Well, we'll get a chance to talk to you a little further about that and also the high-tech gear that's in this thing. It looks really, really impressive. And it does block the sun. It's quite impressive in that way. It's the Live 88.5 startup. And Phoenix now from Ottawa's alternative rock, Live 88.5. And very nice. High about 20 degrees. And our Live 88.5 car crasher, Jim Bray, gets a chance to review automobiles for a living. And we talk to him every couple of weeks. He is just outside the Live startup studios. And David Schellenberg out there with him this morning in a huge RV, Dave.
It's 38 feet long, yeah. And the weird thing about it is, of course, it's basically a bus, the way this drives down the side. Yeah, but, Jim, one of the features of this thing is it opens up and gets even bigger.
That's right. It has what they call, slides or sliders, but there are three areas in here. There's one with there's a three-person couch, which folds into a queen-size hide-a-bed, and that folds back with the kitchen about 3 feet, so it's flush with the outside, these parts here. Yeah. Good radio, these parts here. Eh? And then the other side where there's the fireplace and the TV and the little dining room table also folds out about 2-3 feet. And it makes actually for a surprising amount of room in here. You'd be really amazed.
Well, it's already pretty roomy, so I could see when you slide it out, yeah, you'd have space to square dance in here.
I wish I'd brought my cat. I could swing it.
Now, what about, Jim, this thing is huge. You said 38 feet. Well, what about driving that thing? What kind of an experience is that? I know you love driving a Porsche. What is this like?
Well, it's not a Porsche, that's for sure. I was really glad that I used to drive buses because it all came back pretty quickly. I think otherwise heading up 401 coming here from Toronto would have probably been a real hazard, which probably explains a lot of motorhomes you see on the road because apparently you don't need a special license for this. But it's immense. It's also very sloppy to drive the steering. Even just driving straight down 401, you're constantly making corrections because it wants to wander. And I hate where the gas pedal is. I think it should be mounted right on the floor like a bus's. Instead, this is, it's basically the underpinnings of a Ford truck. I mean, it has a Ford V10 engine. And it has lots of horsepower. It gets you up to speed. I had it up to about 120 passing a couple of vehicles on 401 yesterday, which I don't recommend, but we were on a schedule. it's the driving experience itself is, I would say if you're on a vacation, you're heading down a nice country road, with about 50 cars stacked behind you, meandering along for a couple of hours, it's ideal. If you're on a tight schedule, you want to get somewhere in a hurry, take the bus.
What about high-tech stuff? Dave was saying there's some big TVs in there, some big screen TVs?
There's an LCD screen in here with a DVD player. I was going to hold out for a Blu-ray, but, haven't actually tried it yet, haven't had a chance. Just got this thing yesterday, drove it into town last night, and was so exhausted I just about fell right into the bed, which the bedroom is a queen-size bedroom at the back. On another slide unit, so it actually works out pretty well. Other high-tech, there's a, I don't know about high-tech, but there's an old CRT television in the bedroom as well. Right. I picked up one channel this morning in black and white. I think it's a color TV. There's an antenna on the roof that you can raise, so I don't think I had that done properly.
Anything iPod, docking stations, anything more high-tech than that in there?
No, you can get them. Now, this is a 2008 model, so I wouldn't be surprised if a lot has changed since then. It does have a it says the audio system, the radio is Sirius ready, so that, again, I haven't had a chance to try it. That usually means Sirius isn't there, but you can get it if you want to spend more money.
right
Other than that, there's a black and white television monitor in the dashboard, which is actually your rearview mirror. There's a camera mounted up on top of the bag, and it's a lifesaver. That and the convex mirrors on the outside, they'll save your life as well as other people around you.
Very good. Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher, out in the parking lot this morning in front of Startup Studios. And we'll check back with you in just a bit here. Jim driving a giant RV, a great gig for the summer. And Live 88.5 traffic, let's check that out with Amal Wahab.
And this traffic update.
Otherwise, alternative rock, Live 88.5, and Jane's Addiction and Been Caught Stealing. It's the Live 88.5 Startup, and our Live 88.5 car crasher, Jim Bray, joins us. He's actually out in the parking lot today. David Schellenberg there, too. A 38-foot motor home. It is a motor home. It's a home with a motor in it. And you guys are in the kitchen right now?
Well, it's sort of one big room on the inside. It's the living room down at one end. You know, I've actually had apartments that are smaller than this thing. But, Jim, this is an interesting idea. You know, we're in the middle of summer now, and a lot of us are into camping or stuff, or other people just, you know, hotel their way across the country. But this would actually work well for a group of buds just getting together and going on a road trip.
I think it'd be great for that. I first got the idea of trying something like this around an Alaska cruise last year, and I thought, you know, it's great because you only unpack once, then your hotel room goes with you, as you're saying. It's, you know, it's a motor home. Yeah, party central, this would be great. Just spend a couple hours on the road and then spend the rest of the night getting down.
Well, yeah, because your fridge goes with you, too. Let's talk about the kitchen for just a moment. It's a full fridge, and what else is all in it?
You have a freezer, you have a fridge, you have the stove, microwave oven. I mean, it's complete. It's a gas stove. You can cook whatever you want on here. Now, you're not supposed to cook when you're driving, but, you know, I mean, who knows what's going on.
Yeah.
And the fridge always works. I mean, you don't have the air conditioning in this doesn't work unless you have it plugged into an outside power outlet, but the fridge works all the time. It's propane powered. So, yeah, it's great.
The whole thing is air conditioned.
The whole thing is air conditioned when you're stopped. Okay. Otherwise, you're just using the air conditioning from the engine and that. And it, as we discovered yesterday, is woefully inadequate.
So, and what about the bathroom? Is there? There's. I'm going to need a shower.
Yes, I had a shower in here this morning. As a matter of fact.
Okay.
It worked really well. We were sitting on a bit of an angle, though, so it didn't drain properly. But as soon as I started driving around here, all that, you get here about 5 minutes worth of sloshing, and then it was all gone. So.
Lovely.
Well, and the design of it is kind of neat. It's like a shower to one side, and there's a toilet, but it's also in its own little nook.
And fortunately, it has a skylight above that opens up.
you know, as far as we were talking about this earlier, self-sustainability, what would you need to run? Could you go into a campsite or create your own campsite? Just go someplace where there's no power, no electricity, you know, no water. What can you do in this thing?
It has an onboard water tank, and you can also get it with an onboard generator. This one is actually supposed to have a generator, but it wasn't working. So we said, hey, no problem, you know, because we're going to be plugging in. We're staying in my dad's driveway. So, so that means you don't need the generator. But, yeah, you could do that. I think you'd want to plug in just more for... Well, if nothing else, you're probably saving gasoline and power.
Well, and probably kind of noisy when the generator eats up and running, too.
They did say it's noisy, yes.
Right. So now, and then there's the full bedroom in the back of all this. But how many people could you really sleep comfortably in something like this?
Well, I would say it sleeps four. Sleeps too comfortably, and then there's a hide-a-bed up front with a queen-size fold-out bed in it. So it's
And the bedroom itself is a full bed, and it pops open, too.
That's right. It slides back about 3 feet, and that gives you enough room to walk around. I mean, let's face it, the space is obviously always going to be at a premium, but you do get enough room. We slept there last night. It was fine.
Very good. Jim Bray is our Live 88.5 car crasher. You'll find a link to everything that Jim talks about. There's lots of great car reviews on there. Go to live88.5.com, click on the startup engine, and Jim, enjoy the rest of your summer.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's Bedouin Soundclash now, and a fresh new spin. This is Mountaintop from Ottawa's Alternative Rock, Live 88.5.